Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to talk about some really important stuff today. So let's get to it. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. And I've got a couple of announcements before we get started as well. For such a time as this, oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, oh God, for the great I am that you are. And we thank you. We thank you for your abundance of blessings and, Father, for the natural resources this nation has. We ask, Father, for your wisdom and for your courage. I ask, Father, that you will bless today's show and my guest and her efforts to fight against the takings of our own government officials. We need you, O God. For such a time as this, we beg you to equip us and grant us the gift of discernment so we can sift through what's being said and know the truth, that we might know these truths and stand for your righteousness. For these times are the times that try men's souls. If for such a time as this, I believe you have placed us right here, me, my listeners, and my guest. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, before we get into the meat of the show today, I have two things to announce. One is just kind of fun, and it is National Piano Day. Why? Because it's the 88th day of the year, and there are 88 keys on the piano. As you know, my daddy was a piano tuner. He was the greatest piano tuner in the world. I know this not just because he was my daddy, but that's what was on his business card. He was a great man, and we miss him so. In a little more seriousness, today is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. Now, all of us know, and many of you listening are Vietnam vets. Thank you for your service. And we apologize for the way you were treated when you came home. You know, we lost 58,000 men over there, men and women, in this war. So we thank you, each and every one of you, for what you did. And we ask that you forgive us for what we didn't do. There was big news all over the American television networks last night. Will Smith slaps Chris Rock, for insulting his wife's hair. She apparently has a medical condition that affects her growth of hair. I have something very important that I want to tell you about this violent event. It is not newsworthy. Come on, people, it's Hollywood. What is newsworthy, you will seldom, as in next to never, hear on any of the so-called news networks, not the conservative ones and not the others. Government takings. And if the great talking heads ever do mention such a story, they portray the private landowner as the selfish bad guy that just ought to pay his rent. We have wars and violence. We have invasions on our borders. We have drug trafficking, human trafficking, all kinds of crazy stuff that's going on. But the ignored news, hidden by many distractions, is government tyranny over we the people. The Declaration of Independence refers to it as repeated injuries and usurpations, all having a indirect object, the establishment of an absolute tyranny. I've mentioned to you many times the executive order signed by Joe Biden on January 27th, 2021. He is in a big hurry to destroy America. A huge part of that plan is to take the land. They are about to abolish private property, my folks, and all just not farmers and ranchers, folks. Yours too. This is the news. Not one Hollywood rich and famous actor slapping another on stage for all to see. That's not news. You know, if you follow the drama of Hollywood and politics, the very first paragraph here in the executive order of 14008 of the existential threat, a.k.a. climate change. It is quite over the top, if you will. Allow me to just read this first paragraph. The United States and the world face a profound climate crisis. We have a narrow moment to pursue action at home and abroad in order to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of that crisis and to seize the opportunity that tackling climate change presents. Domestic action must go hand in hand with the United States' international leadership aimed at significantly enhancing global action. Together, we must listen to science and meet the moment. The word seize is quite telling. And as soon as any of our leaders tell us to listen to the science, you must perk up your ears. They're about to take you. In section 216 in this executive order, to save the planet, they mention in here, I'm going to go scoop down here, that they're recommending they want, in 90 days, they want all these alphabetical departments, to recommend steps that the United States should take working with state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, agriculture and forest landowners, fishermen, and other key stakeholders to achieve the goal of conserving at least 30% of our lands and waters by 2030. Seize, by the way, and conserving means taking at least 30%. Do you really think that the government taking to save the world will stop at 30%. No, it will not. Well, today our guest is the Executive Director of American Stewards of Liberty, ASL, Margaret Byfield. Margaret has been a guest here before. It has been a long time ago, so I'm going to give her bio real quickly, and I know I'm running out of time in this first segment. Margaret was raised on a large cow-calf operation in central Nevada, purchased by her parents, Wayne and Jean Hage, in 1978. Her family experienced unprecedented regulatory pressures that eventually led to Hage versus the United States, the first federal lands grazing case filed in the United States Court of Federal Claims. The case was in litigation for 27 years, during which time Margaret launched the property rights organization Stewards of the Range. Stewards merged from the American Land Foundation in 2009, forming American Stewards of Liberty. Margaret has help train, guide, and advise elected leaders. We need them to be advised for the purpose of coordinating land use planning and management activities with federal and state agencies. She has guided and participated in numerous government coordination meetings dealing with a variety of issues, including federal resource management plans, endangered species, transportation corridors, power lines, high-speed rails, and many other concerns. Additionally, she has helped local governments develop natural resource plans and specific policies for the purpose of conveying the federal and state agencies the local needs and priorities to be coordinated. Margaret holds a bachelor's degree in English and music received from the College of Idaho. She is married to Dan Byfield, the CEO of ASL, and has one daughter and three stepchildren. And we are here to discuss this executive order that is going to be, that is out there just for one purpose, to take the land. Margaret, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. So glad to have you.
Oh, thank you very much. Very pleased to be here.
Well, you know, we gave a shout out for our Vietnam vets. And I want to shout out to you because I know you have had a big fight on your hands for Americans. Not on foreign lands, but right here on our land, which makes it even more upsetting as to what's going on. I hear the music. We're headed into the first break. When we come back, listeners, we're going to talk about what is the 30-30. The American Stewards of Liberty are putting on a Stop the 30-30, Stop 30 by 30 summit, and you need to be attending this, and we're going to talk all about that and what the plan is and how you can bring it home so your community can fight this invasion by our federal government. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Margaret Byfield, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation: our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Margaret Byfield of American Stewards of Liberty. And they are going to be putting on a Stop the 3030 Summit. It's going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's coming right up. We're going to talk about that and get you ways to get there and to bring them into your community, because this needs to be spread like wildfire, if I can say that, so that we can all save and preserve our private property. So, Margaret, let's talk about this executive order. I'm going to let you explain it a little bit.
Sure. I think the first thing to understand about 30 by 30 is really what it is. That's the question everybody has. What does it mean? Mm-hmm. It is an international agenda to permanently protect 30% of the world's lands and oceans by 2030. So the first thing we need to understand is this isn't something the Biden administration came up with. This is something that is being pushed on every nation. Mm-hmm. So I did an article for Canada. In Canada, they call it 25 by 25. The EU is aggressively implementing this agenda. And what they mean by permanently protect is land that is not used by humans. So it's set aside for nature. And so that's the first thing we have to understand. Now, I think it's being sold in America as this great conservation program to help stop the climate crisis. But you have to understand that when they started to implement this agenda in America, they have a different problem here than they have in other countries. And in other countries, they can tell the government, you need to set aside 30% of your land, and the government will do it. In America, they have a specific problem. The people own the property. So they can't just go to the government and say, you will now conserve 30% of the land, and they sign treaties or whatever to get that done. They have to sell this to the people. And in America, they have to do it in such a way that Americans will voluntarily sign up for this. So what we are seeing and what we have watched over the last year since it was implemented is this is being implemented very strategically and elusively across the nation through the conservation programs. And so landowners are being sold that, you know, look, we've got these great conservation programs. We'll pay you federal money if you sign up and preserve some acreage, or like the CRP program, or conservation easements in perpetuity are a huge, huge tool. They show up in every piece of literature for 30 by 30 as the preferred tool to get control of America's land. And one of the figures that they use is the department uses a figure when this was first announced that 12% of America's land is currently permanently protected in the manner that they seek. Conservation easements in perpetuity makes up part of that 12%. So that's really have to understand, I think probably too, especially for your audience, because your audience, I think, has a lot of land, is in areas with a lot of private land.
Yes, they are.
As opposed to some of the federal land states. And when this first came out, I think people thought, oh, this is just going to impact the federal land states, the lands that the government already owns, but that is not the case. They have a bullseye on America's private property. And that's actually one of the reasons why we organized this summit, because people need to understand how this is being implemented. And so we're bringing in people who are from all across the country that can explain what's happening in their community and how they're stealthily going through to get these programs in place. So that, you know, people from Illinois or Missouri or Kansas can come into the conference and learn how this is being done, take that information home, and get busy protecting their community.
Now, I had a question, too, in that paragraph in Section 216 of it. And there's lots more, folks. I'm just picking on this one because that's where they actually mention that they want to take at least 30% of our lands and waters by 2030. Mm-hmm. But he asked these people in here, which is the Secretary of Agriculture, Commerce, and Chair of Council, Environmental Quality, and it goes on and on, that they're supposed to come up with a plan and turn it into him in 90 days. Have they done that? I would assume they already had it ready, because I don't think this stuff is just, I don't think he just walked in there on the 27th, had this, I think it was already prepared before he ever was put into the White House, but that's my opinion.
Absolutely. I think it absolutely was prepared. But what's interesting about that 90-day report, several things. In between that 90 days, we got very active with our counterattack on this, and we started getting local governments across the nation to oppose to pass resolutions opposing 30 by 30. We're up to 150 of these from county governments, which is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And during that time, also we got a lot of a national attention. I know I came on your program and you helped get your audience up to speed on what was going on, probably about a year ago today, And so we got the word out, and it became labeled a land grab, and that put the administration on the defensive. They thought we were beaten down. We had lost the election. They thought they had us beaten. We could do whatever they wanted. They found out different. They found out that the grassroots was alive and well. So there, with that report, there are a couple of things they had to do. Number one, they had to change the name. They no longer called it 30 by 30. Now they call it America the Beautiful. So they relabeled it to make it more palatable to really the urban public that doesn't understand what it takes to properly manage and utilize land for humans and wildlife. And so that was one thing they did. The other thing they did is they said, this is not about protection in this report. This is about conservation. But then they failed to define the difference between the two. And they say, it's too difficult to define what conservation means. It can mean something to a lot of people, which is very disingenuous. The other thing they did is they didn't identify the lands or the types of restrictions that would qualify. Again, it's something that they're working on. Now, if any of us really believe that they don't really know what they plan to do, that's very, very naive. This whole report was about hiding the ball from the American people. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, to really understand how this is being implemented, because it is being implemented. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's budget for this fiscal year that the Biden just turned in has 37 mentions of 30 by 30 in it. It is being implemented. But figuring out how that is happening is really the key to stopping this. And that's why we've organized all these experts to come in and to the summit in Lincoln, so that we can help landowners see what they have to do in their hometowns.
And you have some great speakers that are coming in there. And I know that everybody knows who Lauren Boebert is. She is a conservative gal that just got elected here just a couple of years ago, and she has really been a fighter. And I also want to, and David Barnhart, he's a former Secretary of Department of the Interior. Becky Norton Dunlop, she was Ronald Reagan's Distinguished Fellow of the Heritage Foundation. And the U.S. Senator of North Dakota, Kevin Cramer. Now, we have a lot of senators. We have some governors across this great nation that are supporting this. We also have some that are ignoring it. And that is very, very concerning, even here in Missouri, I must add. Here in Missouri, they have been fighting so many things. Corps of Engineer is something that they fight tooth and toenail here if you're a farmer that has land on the river, by the river, in the river bottoms. And it just goes on and on and on. And one of the persons that is helping you with this is also Tom DeWeese, and he's been a regular on the show. I haven't had him on for a long time, but he was there for a while, and we need to get him back on to talk about this, too. He's a great guy, working really hard for America. You know, I wanted to say something. Private property and private industry, that's what makes America. So them calling it America the Beautiful, if they remove private property, if they remove the private industries, what have we got left? Corporate America. And that's not a good thing, in my opinion. What do you think, Margaret?
Yeah, and that is exactly what they're working towards with 30 by 30. That is the purpose of 30 by 30. And, you know, it reminds me of, you remember when the Louisiana Purchase took place, what was the response of our government at that point? They said, look, if you want a piece of land, you go stake your 640 acres. What are they doing today? They are taking away that land from those people. Our founders believed that the people should own the natural resources of the nation, because then they could take care of themselves and their families, and they could also control their government. And that is what this is about. It's about extinguishing the American people's ability to control their government. They have to do that by taking away the private property.
That's absolutely true. You need to shout that out as loud as you possibly can, because that is exactly what they're up to. And hear the music. We're headed into another break. The wisdom of our founding fathers is just astonishing to me. I've got a book of quotes. I know I've shared some of them with you before. I'm going to grab it real quick during this break, and I'm going to share one more. And I thought, wow, this is really telling of what's going on in our nation. And, you know, of course, our president just told us a week ago, we're going to have to go hungry to help Ukraine and the climate. So I'll go get that quote. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Margaret Byfield and American Stewards of Liberty, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. and always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. That's 800-218-6440.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Margaret Byfield with us today. The Stop 3030 Summit is coming up April 22nd. It's going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska. We're going to give you details on that. You can go to AmericanStewards.us and you can get signed up for it. And early registration gets a discount. The quote that I was referring to, you know, I'll read through these quotes, Margaret, and it's just almost jaw-dropping. The one I've shared with you many times, and I won't read it right now, but at the end of it, it says, no, it's talking about the value of private property and that the law should respect that. And it says, and it should not violate it, not even for the general good of the whole community. Well, that's in all of these Agenda 21, sustainable communities and all that. It's always about the good of the whole community. But this one made me think, and many of the farmers in this area have land in CRP, as you mentioned earlier. They have land that's preserved, and they get paid to not work that land. It says here by Thomas Jefferson, now this was a long, long time ago, 1785, whenever there is in any country uncultivated land and unemployed poor, it is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural right. We have unemployed people. We have people, great numbers of Americans that are on welfare, and we have land sitting there. And we had someone just the other day, the president, talking about we're going to have a shortage of food. That just doesn't make sense, does it? Not in reality.
No.
That we should be doing. What do you think?
No, it does not at all. And Thomas Jefferson, I mean, he said some great things.
Oh,
he was
my.
so in tune with what was going to make America unique. And, you know, I think it's in that same letter that he says that the small landowner is the most important part of the state. And when you think about that, that is so true, because that small landowner has his piece of land that he can properly take care of, that can feed his family, that he can protect, that can provide shelter for his family, and his excess then helps feed the community, and now, today in America, helps feed the world. But having that piece of land and taking care of that land also meant that the people controlled the natural resources, which limits the federal government's power to create its own wealth and then, therefore, take over and replace the liberties of the individual. And so Thomas Jefferson understood that, and that's why he said the land always has to be owned by the people. That small landowner is the most important part of the state. That is exactly who this program is targeting, are the small landowners. And let me give you an example on the Conservation Reserve Program. You know, under the Trump administration, I wouldn't have been too concerned about it, because the Trump administration was less regulation, pro-productivity. Well, now we're in the Biden administration, and it is all about getting control of our ability to use the land for conservation, for food, for everything. They're elitist. They don't believe the individual can manage his own piece of land. They believe that it must be a higher power, which is, of course, them, who must make these decisions. And so they need control of all this land. So now what we've seen over this last year is the amount of money given to this, to the CRP program. It's increased per acre what is being paid. And I think there's an extension on the years of how long it's going to be put in. And what is happening is the CRP program and other programs like that, including the conservation easements in perpetuity, are not helping the working landowner. They are directly competing with and outpricing the working landowner. And it's, they're pushing people into a position where the only way they're going to be able to stay in the business is if they sign up for these conservation programs. That's their idea of voluntary. Give them one option. You do it our way and give up your rights. Well, That's their idea of voluntary.
We know with the management of the forests and that the government doesn't do well. And, you know, Trump, when he was running for president in 2016, was the first one. I'm going to call him a politician. He wasn't really, and he still really isn't. He's having to learn the ropes just to get elected. But he was the first one. Somebody, I would love to know who put the bug in his ear, but somebody told him what was going on with these forest fires. And he was the first one I heard to come out straight out and say, it's poor management. They're not managing the forest, and that's why they're burning. Of course, AOC would have us believe that it's all burning up because of global warming. Well, if that was the case, forest fires would be global, not just located in places where there's poor management.
Yeah, what we're seeing in the West is we're seeing the result of the Wilderness Act having been in place for over 30 years now.
Yes.
And those areas declared as wilderness are not to be managed. In other words, and what happens in there is nothing unnatural can happen in there. So there's no grazing, usually no grazing. That's eventually eliminated. And then your big predator species take over. So they become a monoculture. And so you have all of this underbrush that becomes kindling. So that's where our big fires start.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the policy of wilderness areas is that you don't put out the fire because that would be unnatural. So they allow these fires to burn within the wilderness areas to where they get so big that they start burning out all the other landowners around them. And that's when they start trying to control them. What's important to understand about 30 by 30 is that is their vision for 30% of our nation.
Absolutely.
The ultimate goal is to get to that Wilderness Act level of protection. Now, they plan to get there slowly in a way that the American people will find this palatable. And so right now they're talking about, we're not talking about protection, we're talking about conserving the land. And we're just here to help the working landowner. But you really need to understand their full agenda and where they are truly headed. And this is to wilderness of 30% of our nation, actually, and you pointed this out before, the executive order says at least 30%. Yes. These people believe in a philosophy called the half-earth philosophy, in which they believe that half of the earth and oceans must be permanently protected in its natural state for us to survive the climate crisis that they say is coming. So, I mean, it's really, we have to make a decision, I think, as a nation. It's where are we going to say no? At what point do we say enough? At what point do we say, you can't have our private property? We don't need you to cloud our title. We are going to stand and defend not only our property, but the liberties they secure.
You know, there's a quote from George Washington. I use it all the time, and it was the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. We are, if you go back, and I know you've done this, and I'm talking to my listeners, and they've heard me say it before, go back and read that Declaration of Independence and compare it to what we're putting up with today. We have become a patient people, maybe a lazy people as far as our citizenship and what we should know about our Constitution, about the Bill of Rights and about the Declaration of Independence, about land ownership. You know, I think maybe I should quote an insurance commercial that says the three P's. He says price, price, price. And I think we should say property, 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 because that is what makes America unique. And that is what drives us. Private industry. When we had the pandemic hit, what was it that President Trump did immediately to get all the things that they needed in the hospitals and in the areas? He went to private property. Private industries.
Yeah.
And not to government, because government, it produces nothing, folks. Absolutely nothing. And that's why they think it's okay if we go hungry. You know, they're okay with that. And they're okay if you live in little bitty apartments in high rises and don't have any property, because they believe government should have it all. I hear the music. We're headed into the break. It'll be our final segment for today's show. And we're going to talk about how you can get to the 30 by 30 summit. And that we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann and Margaret Byfield of American Stewards of Liberty. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com. That is IMMUNO150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free, MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I want to concentrate on the coming up, the summit that's coming up. Margaret, I have a silly question for you. You know, the Lord leads us into places we don't realize at the time that that's where He's going to place us. You went to college and got a degree in English and in music. Did you ever think you would be fighting for land rights the rest of your life?
Well, you know, the Lord does give you the perfect background for what He has called you to do. And the ranch experience growing up in that situation, I saw the environmental movement grow up from infancy, where it was just such a radical, crazy idea that who would have ever thought that they would market their beliefs so well that today in America, people are afraid to use hairspray because it might hurt the environment. You know, it seemed so silly back in those days. Of course, that was over 30 years ago now. but, you know, just growing up and watching the heavy hand of federal government, how when it gets a little bit of control over your business and your livelihood, how very, very difficult it is to fight and win. You can be right, but that doesn't mean you're going to win against them. And so, you know, I just saw a lot of stuff up close and personal to where I just have a real heart for the people, the American people, and am very in tune to how the federal government can use a little bit of power to get control of people and their livelihoods. And so that really is kind of the fire behind a lot of what we do. The English degree has definitely helped. The music degree, not so much, but,
you've got to have some culture. We've got to have some culture and some music in our lives. I do not have a music degree. I sing some. I'm getting older. My voice isn't what it used to be. I used to, not quite as high as Sandy Patty, but that used to be the kind of music that I sang. We've got to have that. We've just absolutely got to have that. And my daddy played the piano. He was self-taught. He played by ear. And, so we have to have those things as well. And that's all a part of who we are. And, the private property, that's who America is. And taking it away is removing the foundation of this nation. And, so I want you to talk and really let's get excited about this, Stop the 30 by 30 land grab. and the summit that's coming up on April 22nd. They picked Earth Day to do this. I think that is so hysterical and appropriate, because you know what? They think if we're fighting for this to get the government out, that we don't care about the land. But the truth is, we care more about the land than they do. And so I'm going to just turn it over to you right now, and let's talk about this summit that's coming up.
America's landowners are hands down the best managers of the land.
Absolutely.
That's just, that is unequivocal. Okay, so the summit, the reason we really brought this together is, number one, I've already talked about it, is we have to, as Americans, understand how this is being implemented, because they're not being forthright about it. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we wanted to bring in a national expert from every element of our national policy. So Governor Ricketts is our host. He has been fabulous in helping us
Amazing.
Do this, Governor Ricketts in Nebraska.
And I want to say to my people here in Missouri, we are nationally syndicated, but the people here in Missouri, I want you to know that our governor did not sign up on that.
Yeah.
So give him a little phone call. Go ahead.
Exactly. So Governor Ricketts, he's been phenomenal. So we have a governor, we have Senator Kramer from the Senate, we have Lauren Boebert from the U.S. House of Representatives, we have Becky Norton Dunlap from a major conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation,
right.
And then of course the former Secretary of the Department of Interior, who just left a year ago and knows. Has invaluable insight into how this is being implemented. And he said early on last year that 30 by 30 was one of the most concerning programs to him out of everything the Biden administration was doing, which I found a little bit chilling even for me, even as much as I've studied this.
And so, experienced it.
Yes, exactly. And so we have really great insight coming from every policy level in the nation. That's one thing we wanted to do, is to bring into the summit. The other thing we have is Governor Ricketts, he signed an executive order in June 24th of last year, protecting Nebraskans from 30 by 30, and then directed the state agencies to carry out certain tasks in order to do that. And so we have a panel of those department heads, Department of Agriculture, Department of Revenue, the Property Department, who's gone through and shown that like the wetlands reserve easement reduces the property value by 40%. And then the counties are given a unique power to approve or deny a conservation easement in Nebraska. So we have a county commissioner on there explaining how they have been handling that as well. So really, really good substantive policy ideas that you can get from the conference by actually hearing how they've been implemented in the state. There will also be a panel on from Issues Across America. So these are the landowners and the county commissioners who are on the front lines in different states, from New Mexico, Colorado, Montana, Idaho, Kansas, who are fighting unique issues which are being used to implement 30 by 30. But there's a lot of similarity. And so and actually a Texas landowner who's a second generation conservation easement holder is going to be there as well. So that is a really good panel to see.
Absolutely.
You'll see people who are fighting things that you're fighting as well, but maybe they haven't clicked yet for you as to what's really going on. And so those resources are going to be there. The other really important part of the panel of the program is we're having breakouts for state representatives and county commissioners. So your elected state representatives and senators, they'll be able to meet with their own colleagues in other states to talk about different policy ideas that are working in other states. For instance, one of the things that is being forwarded in a couple of states now is to limit the term of conservation easements to 30 years. Mm. Shouldn't go beyond that. Get rid of the in perpetuity, which makes a lot of sense. And then a meeting for a breakout room for the county commissioners so they can discuss with their colleagues what's working at the county level in different states and trade ideas. And then, of course, we have our DC strike team. So we have a panel with Craig Rucker from CFACT, and we'll have a couple more people from DC, including Gabriella Hoffman. She's the first conservation writer to come out and oppose 30 by 30 to talk about getting our message out to the media. So, you know, it's a big full day. We will also have surprise appearance, I think is what it's going to end up being, from Rob Gordon, who just released the phenomenal report on our land and habitat and showed that we are not losing land to development and that our habitat and our species are actually expanding, not becoming extinct as the environmentalists are using as excuse to be with.
So we like to say the polar bears are doing just fine.
Exactly.
We're out of time. When we come back, I'm going to have her back here in a couple of, it's a week or so, I think. And we're going to talk about this even in more extent. I want you to visit AmericanStewards.us. That's AmericanStewards.us. Sign up for this. Let's get going, folks, because it's going to take all of us. And the American Stewards are showing the way to bring America home. God bless you, Margaret. Thank you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.